Can he speak in vain? You see how, far away you are from him? You're looking and say, what's he talking about? Our minds are so far from what God does that even when we point it out to you in the pattern in the Bible, we don't get it. I ask you again, suppose Jesus would have said that sitting in that upper room around that table. Suppose he wouldn't have said it. Everyone would have been indicted. So in order to pick out the elect, he said, one of you. And so each one had to say, am I the one? Then examine himself. Now, how do you like that? Now, tell me, there you sit. Just listen to the way I'm saying that. Profound. Too high for us, huh? But I never thought about it like that. I know. That's who we are. We do think, though, don't we? Have you heard about that? You have? Tell me about that. You see how you forget?
Thank you, Father.
How do you get to that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Which incident did I use to start talking about thinking?
Hallelujah.
There were many lepers.
Yes, Lord.
And he came to the prophet and he said, I thought this is the way you would handle it.
Glory.
I was told that you would cure me of my leprosy.
Now,
isn't that something? You mean to tell me this house here, your mind doesn't immediately fall on that scripture?
Yes.
So you don't sit there and say, did it really say that? Is that what it said? Come on.
Bless you.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Persuade me, please.
Glory.
I've even used that expression, haven't I?
Glory.
Persuade me. Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, knowing what God is going to do when people force him into an act of terrorism.
Yeah,
I persuade you. See? Instead of rebuking, instead of, because he knew it was so precarious, it's such a rebellious spirit.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if I can persuade you.
Because
if I say, don't do that, so I say, please. Don't do it. You don't see the difference?
Amen.
This end time, I remember one of the major ministries that God used for many years would close his broadcast, asking God for the spirit of persuasion. Pleading. A determination, God says, is to gather all the nations together and persuade them or try to plead with them to say, come on, I am God.
Amen.
Persuading.
Mm-hmm.
Almost persuaded. Almost. But lost.
Amen.
Almost thou persuadest me, King said, to become a Christian.
Amen.
Paul said, wow, that close? I would to God that you were not almost persuaded. Fully as I am, except for the bars. I'd really like you to have the freedom that I enjoy, even in these bonds.
Wow.
I'm bound, Paul said. I'm bound. I told you I'm bound. I'm bound to the house of God. I'm bound.
Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I'm going up to Jerusalem. When I get there, now for 3 years he had avoided going to Jerusalem. When he went to Jerusalem,
Now
all of a sudden,
glory God.
Thank him. And I preached it to you,
bless you
hundreds of times. And I can faithfully say that I've told you people the things that I preach hundreds of times.
Amen.
I am a repeater.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And sometimes when I repeat it, I put a higher, a more powerful shell in.
Yes.
Get my repeater right.
That's right. Right.
First time I went bang, 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 bang. Yeah. That didn't do so well. Then I put another shell in, repeater, and more powerful. Brother Robert was telling me about the old pumpkin ball. Now, some of you people know about the pumpkin ball, and some don't know about the pumpkin ball. But the pumpkin ball was a shotgun shell that was replaced with the little pellets that would put a big ball in it.
Right.
And when you aimed at a deer, you blew a hole right in the side.
Right.
But that deer didn't get away.
Right.
When you hit that deer with that pumpkin ball, most of them would go down right away.
Right.
Now the other one, or even a rifle. You could shoot a rifle, go right through them.
Right.
Now stop. Sometimes deer will go for miles.
That's right.
After a rifle shot. But not with a pumpkin ball.
Yeah.
Now with a pumpkin ball. You go, boom! You blow them right apart.
Oh,
blow his heart right out.
Right.
And Robert was telling me about how they now come up in Ohio, because in Ohio you're not even allowed to use a rifle.
Okay.
Right. I don't know that. You know, when are you going to stop using that as an excuse for not responding to what you are knowing?
Glory.
You hear that? When are you going to start saying, I didn't know that, as an excuse for not receiving what you're being told? Because once you're told, now you know it. So don't say I didn't know it, because now you know. You now know. So don't say I didn't know that. You say, hey, I know. Now Paul finally said, I know in whom. Because all the speculation's over, he said. I know him. Yeah. He cried out for a long time, you know. Said, oh, that I might know him. I heard about him, and Job did the same thing. Well, I'm going from one scripture to another, hoping that every time I mention one, your eyes will say, yes, sir. That's right. That's what it said. That's right. See, I stood right here, and I pled with you. Please, come on. But Brother Steve, you want us to act that ridiculous?
Yeah.
That foolish? Yes. Yeah, go to him seven times. That's foolishness. Okay, just do it anyway. You're a leper, sir. You ain't got no bargaining chip. You thought. All you're thinking that you've done. In all these years that you tried to get rid of this leprosy. He was the high echelon intellectual society. He had the chance to the finest medicine like all these politicians do and all these rich folk. They still die, don't they, huh? Isn't that something, huh?
Amen.
Huh? Man, you tried all this, you tried that, and then you want to stand up here?
Glory.
Amen.
Boy, humanity's the same, aren't we?
Yes.
I don't care whether you put in black skin, white skin, rich skin,
yes,
fat skin, thin skin, we're all the same, aren't we?
Yes.
It's full of questions and...
Amen.
How many questions have you asked in your life?
Hallelujah.
And how many do you get answered?
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's only one answer for life itself, and that's Christ.
Hallelujah.
He is the answer. There is only one answer. You have no life outside of Christ. And if you have any life at all, it's in Him. And today it's hidden. Most people, they can't find it, and nobody else can find it. Because the life of Christ is truth. It deals with truth.
Yes.
And we are not a truthful generation. We are a deceitful generation. We deceive others, we deceive ourselves, and we're easily deceived. And I tried to tell you about that, did I not?
Yeah.
How? How? No! Hey! No, I told you very clearly. Tell us when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming?
Yes, Lord.
And the end of the world. Where were you at?
Amen.
But you were told that when I start quoting something like that, you should quote it with me.
Yes.
You didn't do it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I didn't think you meant that. Have I not gone through that before?
Yes.
I lead you in?
Yes.
Was I deliberate?
Yes.
Was I purposeful?
Right.
Was I articulate?
Yes.
Was I clear?
Yes.
Huh? Now, what are we talking about?
Deception.
And Jesus answered them. And Jesus answered them. And Jesus answered them. And Jesus answered them.
Amen.
Let no man deceive you.
Amen.
By no, let no man deceive you. Paul's the one. Put the other part to it. How you like that? Yeah, Paul said the same thing, but he didn't say by any means.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus said, let no man deceive you.
Amen.
And the only man that you really deal with is yours.
Amen. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
When God talks about a man in reference to you, he's talking about your man.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your man.
Amen.
Yours.
Yes.
So don't let your man deceive you.
Amen.
Amen.
For many will come and say, I'm a Christian. I got Jesus in my heart. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to heaven. I love God. And they will deceive many.
Amen.
Because they'll look at you and say, really? You're a Christian? You're a follower of Christ?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Well, Brother, you say you're a prophet. Absolutely.
Amen.
And the works of a prophet.
Yes.
You can see it.
Watch
it. Have I told you a story about that? I told you many times, right here. Right here. I walked up down the aisle many times. I told you a story of a man who said, God called me to be a prophet. He said, I heard you were a prophet. He said, I don't know what a prophet is. Don't know what a prophet does.
Hallelujah.
He said, I come out to see you.
Hallelujah.
And so I said, sit down right over there. And during this service, I'll show you what a prophet does. Do I show you what a prophet does?
Yes. Amen.
But do I told him?
Yes.
For you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What did God say? He make a prophet. He make him a brazen ball.
Amen.
You ain't got a sword.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you'd like to please me in that, but you're going to stay on your toes.
Hallelujah.
What a phrase that God gave you.
Hallelujah.
Ewing, I have this day sent you.
Yes.
Over?
Nation.
Isn't this pitiful?
Hallelujah.
Just got finished telling you when I start with the
Hallelujah.
Lady.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
that
Lord.
You of all people
glory.
On the face of the earth should be able to strengthen it with your
Hallelujah.
Voice.
Amen.
And you have never heard that verse before, have you?
Yes.
Has anybody ever read it?
Yes.
Has everybody read it?
Yes.
Don't you think it's important for you to know what that verse says?
Amen.
So that when someone shows up being used like that,
Amen.
You can reassure your
yes.
heart from God. Don't you think that's important?
Amen.
I can do this 1,000 times and over. Look folk right square in the eye and say, you hear this?
Hallelujah.
Like I did with my grandson yesterday. He's standing outside the radio room and he said, boy, this is a beautiful place. I said, that ain't what we're doing. He constantly, you know, didn't like my answer because I would not, I just didn't seem to show enthusiasm for his enthusiasm for what he came to see. What did you come to see? Granddad, what was the last thing I said to you? What was the last thing I said? You weren't there, huh? I can't turn to you for a backup.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
May God empty this house if you folk ain't going to wake up.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
You better hear what God said about his house.
Hallelujah.
He's going to cast out everything that offends him.
Glory to God.
You offend me when you don't respond right. You're an offense to his cause.
Yes.
You're in the way.
Yes.
Instead of getting on the way.
Honestly,
now go ahead, get mad at me. Go ahead. beloved house.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, instead of saying, "My God, woe is me," instead of getting a prayer of repentance in your soul, go ahead, let that despite rise up in your spirit. Go ahead, you fools.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, God said, "I won't leave you comfortless."
Yeah.
When He has come, He'll bring you the Word of God.
Amen.
He'll bring all things to your remembrance.
Yes,
so you can be comforted.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Don't you think you need to be comforted in your spirit that you believe I'm a prophet?
Yes.
How can you be comforted? Because God said, "I'll send you a prophet."
Yes.
And He said, "Here's the prophet. Here's how he'll be.
Hallelujah.
I have this day."
Yes. Thank you.
Set him over the, my God. Can you people, my God. God, can I get out of here, Lord? I mean, this is kind of walking. Even when I do it, I can see him sitting right there saying, "I wish we could do what he wants," like they don't know what.
Hallelujah.
I try to tell you, this is a spiritual thing. If you're going to try to respond in the natural, with a spiritual response, it won't work.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You got to kill the old flesh.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You got to rise above it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord.
There's a vast difference between a manifestation of flesh and a manifestation of the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. And God's a spirit.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I started to tell my son-in-law, my grandson, I said, just five Saturday. Every time I can hardly ever, not once in my life.
Amen.
Think about that. And I will use words so clear, strategically placed.
Amen.
Now we're getting ready to add another one. I'm pretty sure they're going to take that deal and that is something now. When I cut that thing down to less than half.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And they even say, "Well, we might be able to work it out."
Hallelujah.
That doesn't excite you. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." There's what I was talking about. Oh, is that him? Well, he sure don't look like nothing I was expecting. The religious folks said, "Ah, come on." The poor old common folk, they were so desperate. They were so desperate. They said, "We don't care who you say it as long as you tell us who it is. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God." Excited about it. They weren't excited about it. And the religious folk, they weren't excited at all.
Oh, God.
Strategically placed.
Yes, Lord.
Now, the reason why I do that, because I then quote my, what would I call that? Well, there's a name for it. Now, my perennial, you know, like us. Not it. There's another word, y'all. It might come to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless.
I said, right now. Eight saddle. Eight short way. Right now. Right now. Eight of them. Eight of them. Eight. One man on eight short waves that's pulling the signal from those five satellites. That's getting a signal from this one microphone.
My.
What has God wrought? And you see, this calling is not like most of the others. Not a great man, not a mighty man, but God has chosen it. And you've had the privilege of seeing me weak and then made strong. And I've had the blessing of being weak and being made strong.
Hallelujah.
And so this morning, though we're weak in faith, we can be made strong.
Hallelujah.
And we can start responding to the word of faith. Righteously.
Yes.
Gloriously.
Yes.
In all of our tribulations.
Yes.
In all of our trials.
Yes.
Counted worthy to be prepared to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. And the reason I jump at the five satellites, and I'll say strategically placed, that means they're setting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 throughout the whole satellite band. That any nation in the world that every nation. Look at that. Will you say that again, Russ? I didn't quite get it. Look at their faces. See, that's the reason, I've even told you before. That's the reason why God blessed me. Not because I'm a good man, but when he tells me something that is so precious, that gives me some stability, that I'm going to be excited about that every single time it comes to my remembrance. I'm going to call it to remembrance. I can remember this. I've ordained you a prophet to the nation. Standing in India, under the same situation I am now. My wife, incomplete college. I walked out of that room with her laying there looking like she was dead. See, you don't believe me. You think I'm just telling a story.
Hallelujah.
Look at them. They won't even respond positively to that. That hesitancy, that dullness. When you believe something, you rejoice in it. Your eyes light up. You don't sit there and it's sort of questioning in your mind. And I told you then. I told you just like it. She was laying on that bed. I was praying for God to heal her. I heard God say to me, get. What have we heard God say now? Get away from it. See the peril?
Right.
Do you see it?
Amen.
Do you? Nah, yeah, huh?
Amen.
You fulfill your obligation, and that's all. You don't go beyond it.
Amen.
I walked out of that hotel room. With her laying like a dead person.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I believe you're exaggerating, Brother Stair. I don't really think it was that bad.
He
said to me, you know I'm going to heal her. You get up and do what I said, what you're here for. And I even told you what that was all about. Yes, I did. I had no desire to be a prophet in India. How honest I am, huh? I'd heard these stories of 200,000, 300,000 people gathered to hear a man preach about Jesus. See, God did not send me to India. He sent me to China. He allowed me to go to India. See, a lot of the things that we let you do, we allow you to do.
Hallelujah.
It may not be the perfect will of God, but in order to help you stay in the will of God, God allows it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And in the allowing, you get to know His will more perfectly. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Boy, those words come out of my mouth. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, oh, Lord. Even if this world doesn't want to accept them, even if the body of Christ doesn't want to accept the word of God, oh, He's taking issue with it. You stubborn house. You stiff-necked. What if God willing to make His power known? My people will be willing in the day of His
power.
How's He going to make it known?
Hallelujah.
How did He make it known with Noah's day? Showed His power. Yes, sir. He made Noah see it ahead of time. The Bible says Noah was being warned of things not yet seen. What was not yet seen? The power of God destroyed.
Glory. Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
He's never been seen before.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Death had been in the world.
Jesus.
That was God's power to destroy.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, He's allowed death to come into the world to show His power to save us from death.
Yes,
save us from death.
Amen.
They don't know the scriptures. You can call them all that on their eyes, glass over. You've allowed this generation of deceit. We were deceived in the Philadelphia church age.
Glory.
It ended up with master deceit.
Yes.
A different Jesus than he started out with.
Amen.
Most of those men started out with good intentions, good purpose. They weren't seeking nothing for themselves.
Right.
But after God used them and they left, others took over.
Hallelujah.
Started capitalizing.
Oh God.
Yeah, through the Bible, huh?
Yeah.
The old guy, pretty good fella.
Yes.
See, but after he's gone now, they've learned how to take his.
Amen.
Fella down in New Zealand said to me, Brother Sterry said you ought to let us record all your things, and because after your departure, you need to have your ministry carry on. I said, oh boy, you got it all wrong.
Amen.
I am not looking for that kind of longevity. I want this ministry to end, and I want that one to begin. Hallelujah. I want to get out of the way and let him get and be the way. Now, if you don't get that, then go to hell. I'm not seeking my life.
Amen.
Nor yours.
Amen.
Your life is hid. So I got to deal with you. Keep searching for what's hidden you. Hid by your flesh, by your humanity. The Hulk, and we ourselves groan. Groan. Groan in ourselves. Deal with ourselves. Robbers of our own shells. So profound it that he pleased with us. Let your old man be crucified.
Yes, Lord.
Just let him stop resisting the crucifixion of your flesh.
Amen.
Just let it.
Amen.
There are five satellites strategically placed.
Praise God.
And I talked about it again this morning.
Oh God.
Every nation.
Every.
And I'll say to them, in the last 4 or 5 months, we've heard from 159 nations. Now that seems has stopped here for. There for a while. We're at in the last 2 weeks, it hasn't increased. And again, we have to watch for God's timing. Because I honestly believe that when that satellite says, we've heard from 159.
Hello.
That's every nation.
Amen.
God's not even going to give out even the little smallest one.
No.
Thank you, Father.
And this gospel!
Hallelujah.
Behold, I ordained you a prophet to the. That's what he told me in India. Did I tell you? When I was over there and Sister Stair was laying on that bed, he said, you get up and do what I called you to do.
Amen.
I didn't call you to be an evangelist.
Amen.
I ordained you a prophet.
Amen.
And I went right out that night and took on the Hindus.
Amen.
Took them right on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Told him I'll walk right down your street.
Hallelujah.
I'm thinking when I think back, I said, man, pastor was scared to death. He said, man, what are you going to do? You're going to get us all killed. And, maybe that's what's going to happen with y'all. But before I get you to be alive, I got to get you all killed.
Amen.
Well, he said, God, kill me. Yeah, God, kill him.
Amen.
Kill him, God.
Amen.
Kill that old flesh.
Amen.
Kill him.
Yes.
Get, cut off their tail and slap off their head.
Amen.
They're still wiggling.
Yes.
Kill them.
Yes.
God's got to kill you until you can sing, you are dead.
Hallelujah.
Reckon yourselves dead. Look at that. Don't you people marvel at how these scriptures come to me? Don't you marvel at that? Oh, I know why you don't marvel at it. Because you don't know the scriptures. I don't have notes written on my hand.
Amen.
I don't have them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's written on the heart.
Yes.
Index perfect.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
I'm better than the Bible on the internet.
My Lord Jesus. Glory. Glory.
You punch up and pick out a verse and they'll read it for you. And the only other day she pulled out a new telephone. She said, look here, Daddy. And she got a new one of those new phones. And she downloaded the whole Bible in I don't know how many translations. And she just, there it comes. Starts reading it. Boy, isn't that something? Huh? What readeth thou?
Hallelujah.
And he stood up for to read.
Hallelujah.
And when he started reading, came alive. This day, he said, wow, isn't that something? It wasn't just reading now, was it? Was it? You notice how little reading I do to y'all? When I get to the scripture, boy, that's what I keep trying to say. I say, what a profoundness, huh? I have this day set you over the nations.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do you apply that? This day.
Hallelujah.
What about tomorrow? When I get there, I'll, if I get there, it'll be this day.
Amen.
This is the present truth.
Yes.
Or the truth for the present.
Amen.
You are the people of God for this day. You are the last day chosen generation for this day. Today. Don't think about tomorrow. Let's get through today.
Hallelujah.
And you know what's hindering you? You.
Amen.
Me.
So true.
Amen. Oh boy. What doth hinder you?
Bless you, Lord.
I can't tell you how many times I've asked a question to people who seemingly know what they're talking about. And I'll say to them, do you know the difference between the gospel of Christ and the gospel of the kingdom? The gospel of Christ, the great commission. Go ye therefore into all the world, to every creature, and preach this gospel to every creature, not nation, creature.
Amen.
The creation of God, man.
Hallelujah.
Preach the gospel to every... Now don't tell me I'm wrong again. Don't do that. I know what it says.
All right. Thank you,
Jesus. Go in, therefore, and teach all nations, he said.
Right.
Preach the gospel to every creature. Okay. Make sure every segment of mankind, every race, every color, every creed,
hallelujah,
every social structure will hear the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
And this gospel of Christ, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it.
Hallelujah.
Paul did not preach the gospel of the kingdom.
All right.
He was not sent to do that. And the gospel of Christ had to do with grace. Paul became the minister of grace. Grace and truth came through Jesus, the Christ, the Lamb of God. The law condemned you under the law. Christ came and forgave you and saved you under grace and truth. The law wanted you to a Savior. A needing of a Savior. Anybody remember that?
Yes, sir.
Love lifted me.
Oh, yes, it did.
Love. King Agrippa, I'm glad you all let me speak for myself.
Yes,
I thought all these charges and all these other folks trying to defend me. Can I just get up here and tell you? And when he got done talking, that old king said, wow, you pretty well got me on your side, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Glory. Glory. Right. Yes, glory.
Come on, get on my side.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, because I'm on his side.
Amen.
Come on, come across this line.
Yes, sir.
Let's get rid of this.
Bless you,
the gospel of the kingdom It was specifically told. When shall these things be?
Hallelujah.
What shall be decided? Behold, I will send my messenger, he, singular, one, shall prepare the way before me.
Amen.
He shall be like a refiner's fire and a fuller salt. He will not be saving the world. He'll be purifying the sons of Levi. His message will be to the church to make the people ready for the coming of the Lord. And he will preach the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Hallelujah.
Now John preached it, but because they didn't believe him as such, he went back and preached the gospel of Christ.
Yes. Amen.
But God did tell us that as the gospel of the kingdom was preached in the beginning, it will now be fulfilled in the end.
Yes.
By sending another messenger like he sent John, who fulfilled his calling.
Amen.
And did not go any further to behold the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the end of it. I'm getting out of here.
Amen.
He didn't hang around and say, wish I could see the kingdom come in.
No.
Don't feel so bad. I know this is kind of new to you. But you're not looking any worse than the people out there. And I can excuse you a little bit more than them because you haven't hurt as much. But I can't excuse them.
Amen.
They hurt much.
Hallelujah.
They hurt much.
Glory.
And they ought to be showing you how to receive us. Last night, I guess you wanted me to pray some big prayer. I thought surely when you saw me walk over and you put my hand on that little boy, I thought you'd say, there it is. But all of a sudden, I thought he was going to say, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's how you hit me last night as I was trying to minister to that little boy. Because you had it all procedure how it was going to be done.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure the first night they brought him up here, they thought I might do it, and I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't even ignore it completely, didn't I?
Oh,
doesn't he know they're here?
Jesus.
Huh? I know what Rick was wanting me to do. I know what he wanted. But I didn't do it like that, did I? Did I? Well, what happened? Well, what happened was I just set my hands on them, set them free, and not put them into God's hand. Can I change them? Can I transform them? Can Mama? Can Daddy? Can Rick? Can you? Can you? Only He can do it. So I know the Lord has laid His hands on him. How do you know that? How do you know the Lord laid His hands on him? Hey, little Mama. How do you know the Lord laid His hand on you, little boy? Why, you sat right here last night and saw me lay my hands on. In the name of the Lord, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has laid His hands on. Well, I don't see nothing. You saw me lay the hands on. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. I'm more concerned about you than I am the boy. I'm more concerned about whether you're going to keep on following the Lord. Yeah. Because God will do His part. Yes, He will. Commit thy son unto the Lord. And He will direct his path. Boy, do I know about that. And this gospel, the kingdom, which is not the gospel of Christ. And that's very precarious because, you see, Paul wrote a statement that everybody likes to use. Any man come preaching any other gospel? See, then you folk think, I don't know that's in the book. He was referring to the gospel of Christ. Anybody come to tell you there's another way to be saved outside of Jesus Christ? Let him be accursed. Christ is the only way. Muhammad's not the way. Allah's not the way. Not even Yahweh is the way. Yahshua is the way. No man can come to Yahweh except through Yahshua. Now, hassle all you want. He's the only one authorized to get you to the Father. The only one. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no man, no man cometh to the Father, Yahweh, except by Jesus the Christ. Who do men say that I am? Why, you're the Christ of God. You're the way. You're the understanding of God. Oh, Jesus said, wow. Boys, I did a good job. I got you before the Father, and He revealed that to you. Then that's up. Hallelujah. Oh, that'd be wow. Woo! My Lord. That's better than peanut butter and jelly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a pastor in Tunisia, East Africa. I'm just writing this note just to greet you and to extend my gratitude to you for the program. The voice of the last day prophet. I do listen to this program often, and I'm so much blessed by the teaching and warnings to the church and to this generation. Why, nobody in Tanzania can be that smart. Heathen, pagan nations. You mean God's found one there? Hello, sir. I'm very much pleased with the program. I'm listening to this kind of program. Greetings from Bangladesh, on the southern tip of Africa. I love to tune in every evening by internet.
Amen.
And short way.
Glory.
Amazing.
Glory.
See, those people sitting in darkness are seeing a great light. I guess you've had so much light that it doesn't consider great to you, huh? I see, I hear, I know. My name is Mark Piz. P-I-S. I live in Poland. I listen to the radio stations on shortwave. I also listen to the internet.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that something? Now watch this one. Hal Killam. I only am about 60 miles away from you. But the only way I can receive you is on the internet. Well, that's not so, Carl. 60 miles away, you could be right here. And receive me all the time. I just had a man who received me from way over in Tanzania, Bangladesh, China, India. Well, how much closer do you want me to come, Carl?
Hallelujah.
Well, first of all, he probably ain't going to like because I wouldn't read his name complete. Because he had Reverend Carl. Reverend Cal. See what I left out when I read it? See what I left out?
Amen.
I left out the word Reverend.
Amen.
I don't want to receive a Reverend.
Amen.
So that might keep from really coming. I'd be ashamed that I live 60 miles away and I've heard the prophet and not once pressed my way. Because I might tell him to dip 7 times.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Amen.
I might say, go wash. Get yourself free from that religious tradition.
Yes, yes.
Holy and Reverend is His name.
Amen.
Do you know that's one of the first things God dealt with me when I became a minister? But when they put the, or gave me a bishop and they gave me a title of Reverend, and
hallelujah.
Man, I went out and got me a little clergy card and put it on the window of my car.
Glory God.
I wore a little clergy pin on my lapel. And I put it on the back of my bumper sticker. Boy, clergy. Yes, sir, man. One day, boy, God said, why are you demeaning yourself? Why are you putting yourself down like that, boy? Not by any works of righteousness that I have done. Only His mercy, he saved me by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. For today, December 31st, being the last Sabbath of 2011, it's only fitting to go over some interesting stats concerning Sabbath services and what it costs to hold them. Year to date, not including today.
Hallelujah.
Sabbath services for calendar year. There's been 52 services. 8,812 minutes preached. Which comes out to be over 146 hours, or just over 6 days and 3 hours worth of preaching on Sabbath alone. Average service length, 169 minutes and 28 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Longest service, 265 minutes. Shortest service was 101 minutes. When using the base of $100,000 monthly cost to run the Overcome broadcast, it cost $3,333.33 a day. $138.39 an hour. $2.31 a minute. And 39 cents a second.
Wow.
Applying that to the Sabbath services with an average of 169 minutes and 28 seconds, the average cost of a service is $392.27. At 8,812 minutes for the year, the total cost comes up to $20,398.15. $20,398 in perspective would get you 13 ounces of gold, 732 ounces of silver, or about 206 barrels of oil.
Jesus.
What we're investing. What an investment, huh?
That's right.
It will get us streets of gold, pearly white gates, a place in heaven, reserved. Wow, wow, wow. And you haven't even sat as long as folks do to get in a ball game. If there was a price of admission for the 120 that would attend there in person, approximately, each would have to pay $3.27 per service. Boy, that's cheap. And I don't even get a tip.
Hallelujah.
I try to get you to give me a tip. I don't know how many. Yeah, just a little tip. You know, gratitude. Good service, sir.
Amen.
Here's an extra praise that you want us to give God. Here's a little bit more. We'll go to second mile. And we'll shout louder than anybody else in the world. Hallelujah. We are and why we are.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they're turning in this morning wanting to know why we are living like this. Why are we doing this? What hope do you have in you that causes you to put up hope and everything else for the hope of eternal life? I'd like to know. Please tell me, Walter Bell. Come on, South Carolina. Hey, saints of the Most High God down there with that prophet of God. Give me an answer. Are you glad? Are you happy? Are you will you be there next week?
Amen.
Can we count on you?
Amen.
Is your testimony enduring, everlasting?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Yeah, Brother Frederick wrote a very nice letter because Frederick's birthday is on the 29th of December.
Amen.
And of course, he sent greetings to Sister Stair.
Amen.
I wrote him back and said, thank you, brother, but she's not here.
God bless you, Jesus.
And don't let nobody fool you. Some of you ain't here.
Amen.
And I'm giving you a chance to say, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Why? Because I have a hope.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, we got a vote. We have. We voted.
Yes, Lord.
No?
Yeah.
I know you'd like to go behind the curtain and vote so nobody can count your vote. But God wants your vote out in the open so it can be counted. And he said unto his disciples, that's a remarkable thing when you read that too. See, all through the scriptures, you would hear Jesus talking to his disciples.
Amen.
And somehow we got a misconstruction of what a disciple is. Yeah. It comes from the word discipline.
Amen.
Restrictions.
Amen.
We're disciplined.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you go into the military, they discipline you.
Right. Yeah.
They program you.
Right.
And one thing that they program you for right from the beginning is proper response.
Right.
You better respond.
Right.
Corporal,
glory.
Sergeant,
amen.
General.
Glory.
You better respond to that corporal just like you would to the general.
That's right.
Amen.
They call it insubordination.
Yes, Lord.
When you don't obey.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what they call it.
Amen.
Is it surprised that I know the word?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
That means you subject yourself to authority.
Hallelujah.
When you subordinate, it means you subject. You, yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Ain't that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
How many years did you spend over there learning how to say that? Four. You think they would have accepted that one right there? After 4 years?
Oh, God.
They weren't going to be shut. Yes, sir.
No.
I don't hear you.
No.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I don't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Glory. Say it loud.
Yes, sir.
Something wrong with your voice?
No, sir.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
You ever hear an old company of soldiers doing that?
Yeah.
I used to go by the Citadel sometimes, and I'd hear them out there, boy, and that old commander going out, you hear them guys yell, boy, 3 blocks away.
Amen.
And that's all God wants, is to lift up our voice.
Hallelujah!
We shall see the King.
Hallelujah.
We shall see the King when he comes. Hosanna! 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 Hosanna!
Come, Lord.
Hey, Jesus, make the folk stop shouting like that. What? Away, said. If they don't go, how much to praise him for. We'll praise him for him.
Yes,
you know, the other day I preached on this. And what I did it for, because I wanted to get to one point in it. So I told a little story.
Hallelujah.
A certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accursed on the him that had wasted his goods.
Yes, Lord.
He called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Did you not know that you were going to have to give an account to me?
Right.
Every man going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Give an account of the things done in his body. You're going to be judged or condemned by every word. How is it that I hear this of thee? I heard something about you. Give it a cup.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Of thy stewardship.
Yes.
For thou mayest be no longer a steward.
Hallelujah.
And so now he's telling him he may be no longer a steward. But he's asking him to give an account.
Right. Yes, Lord.
In other words, if you can give me an account, we might
Right. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Have you ever had God call you to account?
Yeah.
I call you this day to account.
Yes.
He's calling me today.
Yes, God.
See? You get up and go out there and you be a prophet. But my wife.
Yeah.
My church.
Glory.
They're half dead.
Yeah. Glory.
If I go out there and hit them too hard, they just might die.
Jesus.
Good. If you preach it right,
hallelujah,
they won't resist dying.
Hallelujah.
They'll go ahead and die.
Hallelujah.
If you forewarn them, you got to die.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to die.
Yes.
What you want, what you want to be,
Jesus,
what you desire to have, what you desire not to have, you just got to. That's what this life is all about. That's why God brought you here. That's why I was trying to explain to the boy yesterday. I said, I went through it with you people many times. Jesus Christ, in order.
Mm-hmm.
Setting things in order.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ,
amen.
Here's the order.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, in order.
Amen.
In order to set things in order.
Glory.
He went without
amen.
The voting applicant. He went without the credit situation.
Amen.
He went without the jobs he job.
Yes.
Well, I got to work on this job in order to live. This young man said to me yesterday, Brother Sturge, your grandpa will tell you something. They bring the mark of the beast. I've determined I'll just cut off my head. I said, Dad, you can say that now.
Right.
So why are you letting them cut off your head now?
Right. Just get
hungry. Oh, when that time comes, then.
Right.
I'll pay the price then.
Yes.
And none of us still want to get it through our heads that God has designed this in order to bring us to faith.
Amen.
Pure, simple faith.
Yes.
Can God.
Yes.
What are you going to do when they tell you a little child's dying and you don't go to the hospital? Can God.
Amen.
What are you going to do when your paycheck stops?
Amen.
See, that's why it'd be much better for you to be in that position.
Hallelujah.
When it happens.
Amen.
It was very good to work on the ark.
Amen.
But it was glorious to get in it.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't a glamorous place.
Glory.
It wasn't the Waldorf Astoria.
Glory.
It didn't have sauna bath. It had no way to get out.
That's right.
That in itself. That in itself.
Hallelujah.
That we might want to get out and God has the door shut. Every one of you, since you've been here, had time to desire to be out. And then God will shut the door.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
You heard me this morning. I desire to get out of here. You don't blame me, huh? That's okay. It's all right. Then the steward said within himself, yeah, I'm a steward.
Hallelujah.
Boy, he's telling me I can't be prophet no more. I'm not giving a full account of what he committed to me. What should I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship.
Hallelujah.
I cannot dig. To beg, I'm ashamed. You know, I've actually experienced that. To beg. Because lately I would say, please, Lord. Please, Lord. He'd say, boy, I never saw the righteous forsaken. Receive begging.
Hallelujah.
You don't beg me for nothing.
Hallelujah.
You just asked me.
Hallelujah.
In faith.
Thank you, God.
I have to roll back and tears roll down my cheeks.
Yes.
Please, God.
Yes.
Please, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that something?
Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
I'm resolved what to do. When I'm put out of the stewardship, that they may receive me into their houses.
Hallelujah.
That's my hope around here. Just suppose God kicked me out and said, you can't preach anymore. You'd all take me in, wouldn't you? You wouldn't kick me out, would you? If you fail God around here, we're not going to kick you out.
No.
If you sin, we're not going to throw you away.
Hallelujah.
You were not faithful to the thing that God gave you, and now he's calling you to account. He'll put you into the end and pay the bill.
Bless you.
Isn't that nice? We can have that confidence in each other.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
You're doing well, sister. I know this is all brand new to you, but just don't be confused.
Amen.
It's a shame you got to go back to home, but you got to do that. Say hallelujah in Spanish. Shout hallelujah in Spanish.
Hallelujah.
Is that your husband over there? Can he understand in English? Tell him to shout hallelujah for me.
Hallelujah.
Ah! God! Hallelujah! See that help me? You see that help me? Did you see her help? My God, isn't that beautiful? She helped him meet it. Well, whoop! Go ahead. Say hallelujah. How about you, little girl? Why don't you give it up? You ain't got no place to go.
Amen.
Nothing to do.
Amen.
I understand your situation. Don't let nobody fool you.
Right.
I understand.
Amen.
Glory to God.
When we got to understand, brother, you're not going to find consolation. I was thinking this morning how I've been trying to give the money. No way to contact her. And I've been trying all morning. Tell her how she can get the money. You know, it's like some of you folk, God wants to give you eternal life, but no way to contact you because y'all don't want to be traced. You don't want God to find out where you is. He's trying to pay your debt, clear your debt, fix it so you can live that. Yeah. You got to use all these examples. Don't you know you're a steward too?
Amen.
Yeah, you're a steward.
Amen.
You're faithful in the little thing.
Hallelujah.
I know this may not seem too big to you, but just a little thing. Gonna make a ruler?
Glory.
I don't have to run for governor of South Carolina. Probably already appointed. I know I'm appointed over the authority in the southeastern states. That I know. He already told me that. Yeah? Yes, sir, he told me that. And I'm evacuating that. Uh-uh. Now you will see if folk who won't submit to my society or my authority, all of a sudden they're...
Yes, Lord.
You know, there's so many things in the scripture that are... If they could just be applicable to our own individual, which they can, but most of us don't know how to do it. See? But let me read them for you here. This unjust steward, he called every one of his Lord's debtors. Hi, Lord's debtors. He paid a debt. So you're in debt to him. He called every one of his Lord's debtors. You know, y'all know.
Hallelujah.
My master, you owe him. Yeah, you do.
Yes,
yeah, brother, you owe him your love. You owe him your obedience.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you do.
Hallelujah.
He taught you obedience.
Hallelujah.
He became obedient.
Glory.
He learned obedience.
Yes.
Learn it.
Yes.
So he called every one of these Lord's stewards and said unto the first, how much, said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? I don't know if we could ever get to the end of telling how much you owe to him. Wow.
Ain't got
any
payment.
Well, I'll tell you, what a long list. So you would owe no man anything, including that man, but to love him. I think it was in Ezekiel, I'm not sure, but God was saying, unto those that love me.
Jesus.
He said it three or four times, to those that love me.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, that's an interesting thing.
Jesus.
Because that is the issue today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We know about God's love.
Amen.
It's greater far
yes.
than tongue or pen.
Amen.
And where is that love? Why, you?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to know that love of God that is greater far than the tongue can proclaim?
Yes.
Reaches to heaven, shuts up hell.
Yes.
The love of God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I was talking to Sister the other day because, you see, one of the first words that came out of Teresa's mouth when God brought it to me was, I want to sing for the ministry. So I didn't buy the piano for her to sing. I bought the piano so she could sing to the ministry. Even the stuff she uses now to sing, we bought it so she could sing for the ministry. But not for the ministry herself.
Thank you for your love.
Now, this big house is in lands and we bought it for the ministry. We're ministering to God in our life around here. Now you people listen out there, we spend all that money for the ministry so you can hear. I got to go back and talk about it because people still won't get it. This gospel of the coming kingdom of Christ.
Yes.
He said, I will come again.
Yes.
This same Jesus.
Yes.
Now, some of you folks don't know, but there's a lot of folk that believes he's already come the second time. In fact, if you would get right down to the Catholic theology, they would tell you the second coming of Jesus Christ is in the Pope. Basically. And that on the leadership of the Pope, they're going to evangelize the whole world, turn it into the kingdom of heaven, with the pontiff sitting on the throne. Right? Maybe clandestine in disguise. I didn't know that! I didn't know that! I'm telling you again, that damn excuse is unacceptable.
Amen.
It's been given to you to know.
Yes.
The mysteries of the kingdom.
Amen.
It's been given to you.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
So apply yourself to knowing.
Amen.
Don't let this day in which you live in is so occupied with life in this world stop you from knowing.
Amen.
Overcharged with the cares of this life. The deceitfulness of this sinful life.
Amen.
Seeking after the things of this life. See how God touched everything?
Hallelujah.
Cars, houses, clothes. Many changes of garments. Why, I've watched some of your sisters and brothers change 2 or 3 times a day.
Lord.
And every time you do, you know what you're going to do is try to look better.
That's right.
Or feel better.
Amen.
Either by yourself or by other people looking at you.
Amen.
That's what the world does.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what the world does.
Amen.
Simple, clothed in righteousness.
Amen.
Sometimes when I'm downtown talking to people, I say, look at me. I got to go clothes on. What for went you out to see him, prophet? Clothed in fine linen, sitting in the halls of Congress.
Amen.
Having an invite to the governor's mansion. What is it going to see?
That's right.
I watched it so many times, you know, especially when we had the gathering. And the folk would be sitting there. And all of a sudden I start walking around. Is that what he looks like?
Yeah. Amen.
I sit in the lawyer's office sometimes and they'll sit across me and they're all dressed up and they're fine, you know. And they'll look at me and just like most of you.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're supposed to look at me.
Right.
Look at us.
Amen.
Look here.
Hallelujah.
See how little credibility I put in clothes. I even hate to put this on Sabbath. Sometimes I just leave on what I got on.
Yeah.
I'm being clothed in His righteousness. They won't have to go through the washing machine. They're perpetually righteous. They'll never get soiled. Hallelujah. Now we might soil the garden with our own righteousness, but he had a way full of soap. He fully knows how to get rid of it. And He called every one of the Lord's debtors unto Him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord, the one I serve? He said, 100 measures of oil. I said, you know you can't pay it.
No.
You're right about that.
I'll tell you what you do. Take that bill and sit down quickly and just write 50.
Hallelujah.
Said, when I take it back to the boss man, he'll clear the whole day. Isn't that something? Just turn that old car back in, boy. Just turn it all back in. Hallelujah. When we take it to the creditor, he'll say, paid in full. Hallelujah. No, don't owe any more. Hallelujah. Glory. Wow. Hey, boy. Just take it. You don't own a house or land. No. Take it all back. Give.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I like this story. He's watching me closer than you are. Oh boy, isn't that ridiculous? Brother, are you making him do it? I hope not.
Hallelujah.
I hope not making him do it. I'm just giving him an opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get you folks to serve God. I'm just giving you an opportunity to do it. I'm just opening your door, praying, and there, worship. And hallelujah. That's all. Then he said to another, how much owest thou? He said, 100 measure of wheat. He said, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commanded the unjust steward. He said, I'm going to tell you something, boy. I didn't think I was going to get anything. I'm about ready to write that, all them debts, just write them off.
Amen.
Write you off too.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
He said, he commanded the unjust steward because he had done wisely.
Amen.
For the children of this world are in their generations wiser than the children of light.
Amen.
Get out of debt. Sit down and pay it off. Get clear of it. Make yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. Now when I read that one, my mind went quickly to a conversation I had this week with a radio manager. His name is Jerry Kiefer. Yeah, I've known Jerry for 20 years. Years and years ago down the Caribbean. He put me on Caribbean Beacon. Had to make all kind of negotiations because I didn't have the money. But he put me on. And the Caribbean Beacon at that time was a clear channel station in the Caribbean Islands that would cover 1/3 of the United States.
Hallelujah.
With a loud, clear signal. And Jerry, he just insisted I go on. So he made all kind of arrangements to get on. In fact, they later on tried to sell me the station. I could have bought it for a couple hundred thousand.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was that I had to have somebody there to run it.
Right.
And a long ways away. In fact, they even offered me to buy it, and they'd have a man down there who was working for it stay right there and keep on running.
Jesus.
But I just didn't feel like that. So I wanted to be. But Jerry, he helped me.
Amen.
And then the next thing I know, he's out at KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico. 50,000 watt that covers everything from Canada to Mexico City.
Amen.
And points in between.
Hallelujah.
$6,000 a month they want for all night broadcast. Now again, we're going right back to, I didn't have the money.
Amen.
I didn't have that kind of money. But I did take it for 1 month.
Hallelujah.
To see what it would do. It didn't do very well. Like most of my stations. See, most people think that there's some stations I never hear anything from.
Hopefully.
I don't get no response.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The money stay on. Simply because the management has made the rate so low that I can't say no.
Praise God.
So I'll make, and that's what Jerry did. And now I'll pay from 6,000, he puts me on every Sunday during the daytime.
Yeah.
And he puts you on every night, all night long, except Sunday night, for $1,500 a month. From 6,000 down to
1,500.
Then in the meantime, he ended up becoming the manager of WLVJ. Now, when I first went on WLVJ, I had to pay a whole lot more money. A good signal. Covers all the Caribbean. Goes down to Cuba. Covers all of South Florida. Very cloud signal. A lot of money. So as time went on, I started to cancel. And next thing you know, Jerry's manager out there.
Hello.
On both stations.
Right.
I'm just trying to tell you, making friends with unrighteous man. Well, we would consider an unrighteous man on here. And I told you, I just had a dealing with him this week.
Jesus.
And I'll show you how it pays off. Because I've never been easy on him. He put me on WLVJ, and I was paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month. So I called him and said, take me off. I was there by Jerry. Yeah, Jerry, what's up? So I got your email telling you're canceling. I said, yeah, it's just not doing enough for the amount of money I'm putting into it. Well, yeah, I cut it down to $4,000 because I had a high price on WLVJ. Then he cut it down to
$1,000.
Gave me two prime time on Sunday, two times, and then all night every night.
Hallelujah.
Well,
hallelujah.
Now what happened this week? See, so all of a sudden I get a phone call. Brother Scary, do you know WLVJ has been sold? They're canceling all gospel programming? Well, I didn't know that. So I called Jerry. Couldn't get him on the phone. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, he called me back. Hey, Brother Stair. I said, I'm sorry. He said, I just get ready to call you. He said, this thing's happened so quick, I didn't know about it. He said, but they're supposed to take over in February, March. Mm-hmm. But they just supposed that he won it first of the year, starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's New Year's Eve, guys. So I was wrong, I said, first of the year. You see how you all sit there and then something, oh, I say something because you don't think. You sit there, yeah, this is New Year's Eve now.
Yes.
It's the first of the year. So we're off of there tonight. We're done.
Yeah.
Now that kind of precarious, if they hadn't sold it, they couldn't do that because I have a contract.
Yeah.
But because they sold the station, the contract's not binding on the new people. It's going to go all Spanish, and it's not going to be Christian. It's not going to be, you know, down in Florida, there's a lot of Spanish people. They're Cubans. And most of them are Catholic. So they ain't going to make no room for me. Because they might get on and say, Hail Mary, and I might come behind and say, Hail with Mary. Well, that's cruel, Brother Stair. But a hell with their Mary.
Amen.
If they would put her in the place of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to make friends. He said, Brother Stair, he said, boys, I'm sorry about this. He said, I really am. He said, I'll tell you what, though, we're going to have a brand new station open up in Dallas, Texas. Going to go 50,000 watts. You will go on, won't you? I said, you know me, Jerry. You make the price right. He said, you know me, don't you? I'll make the price right. How God just does these things.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God.
Now, I'm going to close here in just a moment. But you people have heard me in the last couple of days, or weeks or months, continually talk about remembering. And no other time in my life has the little phrase, remember Lot's wife.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Become so. I remember Rick's wife. And Doug's wife. And Brother Christian's wife.
Yes.
And Mark's wife. And
yes.
Jerry's wife.
Yes.
A lot of wives.
Amen.
Robert's wife.
Yes.
A lot of wives.
Yes.
You see, it was no fluke that Jesus use that phrase in the midst of a most devastating story. What in the world? Yeah. The days of Lot.
Hallelujah.
the last day.
Amen.
And right at the end of the story, he said, remember?
Oh, yes.
Lot's wife.
Yes, Lord.
Right here, he said, remember my wife,
Amen.
Israel?
In Israel, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
No, the church is not his wife yet.
No.
His wife was Israel.
Hallelujah.
And he gave her a bill of divorcement. But he also said he returned or reversed it by allowing them to become part of the bride.
Hallelujah.
And that's what he's doing. He invited Israel to become part of the bride.
Yes.
To the Jew first. Come on to me, he said, and I'll come in unto you. I'm inviting you to become part of the bride. That's why I take issue with these guys who keep trying to change a message for Israel different than one for the church, because that's all God's dealing with now, his church. Not Israel, except that Israel be in the church. And that the church is Israel. The church in the wilderness. One specific place in the Bible, it calls Israel the church in the wilderness, in tribulation. In the 70-year time of tribulation. That's where he was calling the church out. He was separating from Israel. Natural Israel. Killed a lot of folk. And then he came out with that little church that went over to the promised land, and boy, they became just as treacherous as Mama Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hard to believe that we've been treacherous, hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Claiming things in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Seeking things with the wrong desire.
Amen.
That's treacherous.
Yes, right.
The Bible said the other day, as a wife treacherously departs. From her husband.
Right.
Remember Lot's wife? How she treacherously?
Yes.
How did she do that? Well, when they started to go, I said, I'm going with you. Boy, wasn't that deception, huh?
Yeah.
I could see old Lot struggling, saying, I don't want to go without her. I don't want to go without her. And the angels, come on.
Yes.
Laid hold on Lot and said, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going with you. Don't look back. Don't look back. So you know what? Even Lot didn't have to look back.
Help the Lord.
Come on, honey. Don't look back. Come on. Come on, children.
Oh, my Lord.
No, don't look back.
Jesus.
What do you think would happen if Lot would look back for his wife? What do you think would have happened? Come on, you nod heads. Even the girls didn't look back. That's something. Don't look back. Don't look back. Keep pressing on. Well, she turned into a pillar of salt. Well, that had been a very difficult thing for my little mind to grasp. Christopher, you know, he's a smart aleck.
Amen.
Because you can't do much with hardened salt. And don't sit there like a bunch of knotheads and think that God used the wrong word. She turned into a pillar. Pillar. Strong. Staunch. Stubborn. Don't look back. Don't tell me what to do. He that looks back, not fit for the kingdom. I'll turn you again to the weak and benefits of the world. Turn back to the things that you learned from the world. How dare you do that? You can mark it down. Now, I haven't heard too much about a discussion of was Lot's wife saved or wasn't she? Enoch, did you picture that one time? Huh? Solomon's wife. Yeah. When you look at Lot's wife, it doesn't look like she was ever saved. So, it doesn't give us much hope, does it?
Lord.
Except that we don't look back.
Amen.
We don't look back.
Glory.
We keep looking ahead.
Hallelujah.
One day, he's going to take that prize.
Yes.
See, because there's one thing you can do, and he always throws it at me. You can melt salt. You can grind it to powder.
Right.
And still become useful.
Amen.
And the Bible does talk about grinding somebody to pieces.
Yes.
Think of, and it really doesn't look as bad as you think it is.
Right.
It might seem more obnoxious standing up with a pillar of salt than it would a pile of salt.
Right.
But you can use that one a little bit at a time. Somebody's usually trying to justify it. No, I'm trying to maintain hope for Sister Stair.
Yeah.
I'm trying to maintain hope for my daughter.
Yeah.
For your daughters, for your children.
Yeah.
And God has, somehow they look back.
Hallelujah.
Weren't you tempted to look back? Huh? I think it was Brother Connie talking the other night about Amy. Wasn't even exposed to the world. And yet somehow she was able to get to her imagination. Said, boy, look out there. Look over there.
Huh?
And God gave brothers and sisters for you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You too.
Hallelujah.
Where's your brother?
Jesus.
He didn't come and ask you how he can present it. He ought to.
Bless you.
Where's your sisters?
Hallelujah.
He gave them for you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Don't follow the same route.
Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Your people, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody said you're too sober. I'm not enough.
Amen.
I'm really not enough. I need to sober up a little bit more.
Yes.
These are sobering
Lord,
days.
Lord.
Last night I talked to my daughter. She was crying because she's all alone. She don't have to be. She can come live here with us. Just like her mother. Don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. You can gather with the saints of God.
That's right.
You know how many Christians out there sit down to a breakfast and dinner table all alone? Eat anything they want. Make it any way they like it. But they're alone. Old ladies, old men. But you, never alone. No.
Never.
The other morning I was sitting in my house and I didn't move too quick and all of a sudden I heard the door open up and tap, tap, tap. I said, what do you want? My brother Ron over there. He said, well, see if you're all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about that many times since I went in that house and I got to where I used to lock the door. I thought, well, I better not lock the door because I might have to get in here. I'm an old man. Every night I lay in the bed, boy. Every night.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he woke me up
this
morning.
Yes,
he started me.
Yes,
my starter wasn't doing too good. My battery was low. My radiator overheated.
Glory.
The block had locked up. Don't look back.
Amen.
But remember, don't look back to India, but remember. Remember. I still remember what he said to me. Sitting on the side of a bed, she's laying over there, and I'm crying. What did I do wrong? What am I doing wrong? All I'm doing is ask you to heal her, raise her up. You know I'm going to heal her. You do what I said you to do.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
And if you don't, you don't take her home. Well, we're getting ready to go home.
Hallelujah.
And all you folk laying on your crippled beds.
Yes.
If I don't do what God told me to do, we don't get it home.
That's right.
Yes.
You're taking too much on yourself. Am I? I have the burden of Christ on me.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Okay, Christ people bear you one another's burdens.
Yes, Lord.
I know you'd all like to assure me that you're in, but you're not yet.
Yes.
Got to hold your confidence steadfast.
Yes.
Steadfast.
Hallelujah.
To the end.
Amen.
Yeah, I jumped up, walked over. I got to go, hon. She didn't hear me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was a little trouble, wasn't I? Well, you heard from her. Yeah, but you see, I know this situation. I've been trying to get in touch this morning until she can get the money, and I can't get in touch with her. See, because I know what's going on again. Another one of those mornings. Hmm? And if she thinks that those people around her are going to be concerned about her, they'll only be concerned about her when she would start becoming a problem there or where she's at. Then they'll try to get rid of her. Yeah, I know that, see? Just like the phone number, see? I try to call the man and say to him, sir, I'm really not an evil man.
Jesus.
I'd like to help this woman, but I can't get in touch with her because she's gone way out of her way. I wonder how far have we gone out of our way for God to not touch us.
Jesus. You know, Jesus.
To you, Lee, on a morning like this, you'd be listening.
Yeah.
She had a phone that didn't cost her. Now she doesn't have one. Because she's been doing that for years, turning away her ears from the truth. Have you ever done that?
Amen.
Turn them off. Will you get mad at me? Well, yeah, well, what you get upset with, turn you off, because I'm the voice.
Hallelujah.
It's like I told the grandson, I said, boy, I don't listen to you.
Glory.
Don't you get the message? I'm pastor in Tanzania, East Africa. I am just writing this short note just to greet you and to extend my gratitude to your program, The Voice.
Amen.
Of the Last Day Prophet. I do listen.
Amen.
Well, that's what you do in The Voice.
Amen.
You listen to it.
Hallelujah.
And you listen and listen until you hear.
Amen.
Hear what he's saying.
Hallelujah.
Hear, O Israel.
Hallelujah.
He's out there to hear, let him hear.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you tired of saying that? Well, I ain't got nothing else to say.
Hallelujah.
I don't have no other answer for this world.
Amen.
Oh, let's get a new president in. Be worse than the last. Remember, presidencies in America have been evil men. And they wax worse and worse.
Amen.
You see, there's nothing more deceiving
Amen.
Than to present the President of the United States as the savior of the world.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. That's what we've done. Every president.
Yeah.
Most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
Controlling billions of dollars.
Hallelujah.
Just his signature, just his word. Huh? Many will come and say, I'm the Savior.
Right.
I'll save you.
Right.
Why can't you people understand that?
Yes.
Why get quiet now? Because you don't understand that.
Amen.
See, nobody else ever quotes that to you like that.
Hallelujah.
For many you'll come and say, I am Christ. Or they'll latch on the old Puerto Rican that says he's Jesus Christ. So obvious, huh? That guy will only deceive the ones he's supposed to be deceived.
Right.
No, anybody walk up to you and say, I'm Jesus Christ, you would buy it.
No.
I got a guy right now, he writes me every day. I'm Jesus Christ the first and Jesus Christ the second. I say, go to hell, Jesus Christ. Because he's not Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, I tell you what now, suppose I miss it on that one.
Bless you, Jesus.
Boy, so I'm going to come down real soon and I'm going to really bless you good as you stay with me, David.
Amen.
He's coming, you devil.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
You people really don't get the significance of this. I've had Elijah come here and tell me it wasn't Elijah. I've had him pronounce all kind of judgment on me. How about you? When I tell you weren't what you think you are. You pronounce judgment on me?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
It's amazing, huh?
Hallelujah.
I'm still here.
Amen.
How do you judge that?
Hallelujah.
What kind of judgment you make on that?
Hallelujah, God. Oh, Jesus.
So you want to remember? Oh, by the way, remember. Son, remember? You in your lifetime? Good, good thing. Man, you remember how you tried to impress everybody with the things you had in the world? You got a house, got a car, had a woman, had a husband, had children. Boy, weren't we impressive? The vanity of this world. The other day they were showing a whole list of these women who went out and had enhanced breasts put on and silicone faces. And now, 4 or 5 years later, it's all fading away. And they look like old hags.
Oh, God.
Just like hags. Skin turning gray, eyes dirty. Vanity. All is vanity. You want to be beautiful? Let Jesus beautify. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Do we believe that? Remember, he said, you in your lifetime? Now, the other day, I applied that to America because I was woke up in the middle of the night and God said, that's it. The rich nation. I've always told you there was nobody poor in America.
Right.
And there isn't.
Amen.
Never has been.
You,
we've been a rich nation from the very beginning.
Yes,
compared to what the rest of the world was. How in the world have we come up with a revolutionary army of a couple hundred thousand? I mean, when you think of the beginning of the United States, you think of a couple hundred thousand soldiers? Where in the world? You think 13 little colony with this little here? No. Big continental army. Well, over 300,000 in that army. Thousands of them die right here. Where'd they get their money to fight that war? They were fighting the king of England, the richest king, and they won. Wow. And yet they didn't win.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what happened was the eagle's wings were plucked. That's not something that's going to happen. That's something that has happened.
Amen.
Yeah. I still remember it when I was a boy, when we were studying history about the British Empire. What are we, a little island sitting off the coast of Europe, ruling the world.
That's right.
With their armies, their military.
Yes.
What in the world?
Amen.
And their motto was the sun.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Did God raise him up? Absolutely.
Yes.
Positively.
Amen.
Yeah, read it. Sun never sets on the British Empire. That's what it was when I was coming up. We're part of that government. Eagle was had his wings plucked. Yeah, separated from the stood upon her feet, became a great humanitarian nation. Bill of Rights. We the people. 400 years ago. We the people. And now the presidents are saying, we're the people president. They put us in. Rosedale, what if we had 100% voting? Wouldn't we have a good constitution? What a stupid. Oh boy, did they snow job us. But didn't you think God raised us up? Yeah, God, I even told you about that. The Bible says it like this. Righteousness exalted a nation. Now that's not their own righteousness. So who is the righteous one? So who exalted America? Who exalted Satan? Who is going to exalt this Antichrist? God's going to let the Antichrist exalt himself. He's going to let him do it. He's going to put him in a position where he will think he's God. He will sit in the temple and say, I'm God. He's going to exalt himself, and then he's going to be brought down. Wambo, slambo, bango. And that's what God did in America. He's let us exalt ourselves above the stars. Why? We go up there. We rule the heavens. The earth.
My God.
Come on, where are you at? Yeah, God exalted America. He'll even let you exalt yourself.
Amen.
That's why you got to be careful. I got to be very careful that I'm not exalting myself. Magnify the office? Fine. I will not stop doing that.
Amen.
Exalting R.G. Scare?
No way.
Amen. And every time it's just like right now. Well, why can't I do something about this situation? I mean, exalt the position I have. Mm-hmm. And boy, I've done nothing but lay on my face and say, God, I can't do it.
Amen.
Can't make one here black, white. Can't even make you folk love me.
Amen.
I can't even make myself love you.
Amen.
I need God to shed his love upon me. I need the Holy Ghost for me. I can't do it. I'd like to be kind and don't know how to. And the reason why God doesn't do that, because he doesn't want me to be kind. He wants now his wrath to be shown. He wants people to see his judgment.
Amen.
Isn't that cruel? Cool, ain't I? Well, you two went home the other night trying to figure out what happened to Brother Stair. He wouldn't come out and say nothing to him. Get out of here. That's what I said to him. Get out of here. What do you expect me to do for you? Pity you? Blessed like you're blessed? Yeah, you're blessed. Yeah, you are. You know how many young black women like you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids? Hmm?
Amen.
No husband? No house to live in? Wow. If you want to know how to get over depression, think on these things.
Hallelujah.
Just think on those things. The things that are lovely.
Amen.
The things that are just. The things that are,
yes.
Isn't that something? Boy, has God been just with you?
Yes.
Love him. Go ahead and love him.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
And you know how you can let them know you love them? Love your heart.
Yeah.
Give them a hug. Yeah, honey. Oh, yeah. Isn't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Go ahead. Get a hug. Love your heart. Go ahead, Sandy. Come on, Sandy. Give them a hug. Yeah, they won't. Don't embarrass me, none. Hey, come on, Sister Connie. Be for yourself. Give them a hug. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh. Sometimes it's kind of embarrassing, ain't it? The love of God. Shed abroad in the heart. And you sisters that don't have a husband, give them a hug.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, just embrace him.
Oh, the love of God.
Oh, I know. But the world does all of their loving in fantasy world. They don't want no real thing. It's all fantasy. And then when they finally get what they think they got, it's all empty. You can get the real thing. Oh, how he... I got to thinking about that this morning again. For God so loved the world, and I said it on the radio, too. I said, God don't love the world no more. Now, you can you picture any preacher saying that? But God doesn't love this world. He does not love it.
Amen.
When the world rejects his love, he turns around, he picks out the elect, and says, I recommend my love to you. I like the way it reads. And God commend it or recommend it.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
His love toward you. How did he do that? For Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes, yes,
oh.
What a God.
Timothy, unto him that loved us
help us.
Wash us from our sins.
And washed us from our sins.
Hallelujah.
In his own blood. Wow. His blood.
Oh, yes.
By his power. To God be the glory. Come back home, sisters, wives, sons, daughters. Come on home. Come on home. Heavenly Father, we still don't know fully what this day will bring forth.
Amen.
But let it bring forth righteousness.
Yes.
I ask you, let it bring forth truth.
Yes.
In a troubled world.
Yes.
Amen. Help, Lord. I often think of that verse you gave us, let us come boldly.
Hallelujah.
And I analyze that.
Glory.
Well, let us come boldly.
Yes.
Wretched, miserable,
yes.
Sinful,
yes.
Idolatrous,
yes.
Iniquitous souls.
Glory.
How dare we walk? Why, just take off your shoes and come boldly.
Hallelujah.
How can we do that? Because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ask the Father anything in my name.
Glory.
Come boldly.
Glory.
To obtain mercy.
Thank
to help.
Yes, Lord.
In the time of need.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I don't know of any other time in my life. When I need it you more.
Yes, Lord.
I need you now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the saints of God here.
God.
Around the world.
Yes.
I listen to all those calls again.
Jesus.
Oh, God, my soul sinks within me.
Yes.
Lonely, sick, destitute, homeless, in prisons. Oh, God, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.
Yes, come quickly, Lord.
And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Yes.
We seek you, Lord, today.
Yes, Lord.
We search for you.
Yes.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Oh,
Brother Timothy, would you come and pray for us? Hallelujah.
Yes, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of the blood and for those gathered today in Jesus' name here in Tabernacle and throughout the broadcast systems. Thank you, Lord, you're making us ready for your soon return, for the prophet said to let us know you're coming. And so help us this day, Lord, to hear what the Spirit speak unto us this day. And bless Pastor Rice, he speaks. Anoint him mightily, preach the word boldly as he ought to, and give him that power of persuasion as he speaks, and help us to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, you may be seated.
Worthy, Lord.
All right, praise the Lord. We've got a song from Sister Johnson. Glory. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. And behold, and visit this vine.
Yes, Lord.
Turn us again,
Turn, Lord.
O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine. Turn us again.
Yes.
O Lord God of hosts, and we shall be saved.
Hallelujah!
Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Return, we beseech thee,
O God
of hosts.
Hallelujah.
And behold, and visit this vine. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. And we...
Hallelujah!
We shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
And we, we shall be saved. Maranatha, say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. We've come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We have come into this house, gathered in his name.
Our Lord.
Second Peter, how about that?
Hallelujah.
Second Peter, chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you.
Glory.
In both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Yes.
That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before.
Hallelujah.
By the holy prophets.
Hallelujah.
And of the commandment of us.
Hallelujah.
The apostles of the Lord and Savior.
Glory.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust.
Yes.
And saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Glory.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of that, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word,
hallelujah,
are kept in store,
yes,
reserved unto fire against the day of judgment,
hallelujah,
and the perdition of the ungodly.
Glory to God.
Perdition of ungodly men.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day,
hallelujah,
is with the Lord,
oh, yes, Lord,
as a thousand years,
glory,
and a thousand years,
glory,
as one day.
Yes, God.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Thank you, God.
As some men count slackness, but is long suffering,
oh,
to usward.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Not willing.
Glory.
That any should perish,
hallelujah,
but that all should come to repentance.
Hallelujah.
But the day of the Lord will come,
will come
as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Oh, glory.
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Yes, Lord.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Hallelujah.
What manner of persons ought ye to be?
Okay.
In all holy conversation and godliness.
Amen.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
Hallelujah.
Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved.
Hallelujah.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Oh yes, Lord.
Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens.
Hallelujah.
And new earth.
Glory.
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Be diligent.
Glory.
That you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory to you, Lord.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Salvation.
Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things.
Hallelujah.
In which are some things hard to be understood,
right,
which they that are unlearned and unstable rest,
glory,
as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destructions.
Thank you, God.
Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things,
hallelujah,
beware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked,
hallelujah,
fall from your own steadfastness.
Yes, Lord.
But grow in grace.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Glory.
To him be glory.
Glory.
Both now and forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is not willing.
Glory.
That any should perish.
Oh, help me,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
You will help.
Yes, Lord.
God is not willing that any should perish.
No.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but that all should come to repentance.
Hallelujah.
What's after that? But he's not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance.
Yes.
But the day of the Lord will come.
Will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The day of the Lord will come. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Bless you, Lord.
Scoffers will come, mockers, and walking after their own lust. But the day of the Lord will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
There'll be some that go back, some fall by the wayside. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
But the day of the Lord will come.
It will come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Lord.
Seeing then that you know these things, what manner of persons ought you to be?
Amen.
In all holy conversation and godliness. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God.
Hallelujah.
Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. Mm. The elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, we look for a new heaven.
Oh, yes.
And a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, where is the sign of his coming? Well, we've had one tell us that he was the sign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, his life a sign, his death a sign. And we that are still here, a sign.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory,
glory.
Oh, what about the mockers and the scoffers? They're a sign too. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
They won't prevent God in what he's doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Want to remind you that the day of the Lord will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Yeah, we're past the year 2000. Mm. About 22 years past. How about that?
Hallelujah.
We're past the death of the prophet.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 years past.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
What would you say? But the day of the Lord
will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he is coming. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's called the blessed hope. It's also called the last day.
Hallelujah.
You know, like we're in now, last day of the year. It's one of our years, but a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So we got one last day.
Glory.
This is a type of it.
Glory.
It's called the Sabbath day.
Glory.
There's one last day where Glory. Jesus Christ will reign.
Glory.
His enemy will be put under his feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The day of the Lord, when Jesus Christ comes back to reign.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, say.
Hallelujah.
And we shall reign with him.
Thank God.
Huh? He's made us to be kings and priests under God and his Father. We'll reign with him 1,000 years.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I believe it like that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So Brother James said, grudge not one against another, brother, lest you be condemned.
Hallelujah.
Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, there's a warning in here. I don't expect to hold you too long. Praise the Lord. Praise, not under duress anyway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the scoffers. They walk after their own lust, and the question they say is, where is the promise? And then they go ahead and make the statement, all things continue as they were since our fathers, and all things are the same. But of course, the truth said that they're willingly ignorant.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That all things are upheld by the word of God. The flood came by the word of God.
Amen.
Huh? And the earth perished.
Hallelujah.
The earth right now is held in reserve by the word of God.
By the word of God.
Held in store. Yes. And the wicked too. You know, they got their day coming.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
But they're held in reserve.
Amen.
Until that day.
Bless you.
By the word of God.
Right.
For all things are upheld by the word of his power. By the word of God, we understand.
Hallelujah.
The worlds were framed.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
For in the beginning was the word.
Hallelujah.
The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. We're standing by the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will endure. We will be saved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
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 The admonition is, seeing that you know these things, and we do know them, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Everybody here, believe that the Lord's coming back for us?
Yes.
Well, he is.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My prayer is, God, that would help us to acknowledge that. You know, walk in that light. You know, knowing that he's coming. It's certainly abominable to walk contrary knowing that he's coming.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. You know, it's like we're challenging God. Huh? And God's not mocked.
No.
I'm going to come in your sanctuary. I'm going to be hateful. I'm going to be ignorant. And, well, seeing then that you know these things, all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought you to be? But let me get along with the warning. It says, beware.
Beware.
Lest you be led away by the error of the wicked. That's the and fall from your own steadfast. So what that means to me is, thank you, Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise the Lord. Putting your hand to the plow. Looking right on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something was told me, and I said, well, man, you've got lots of knowledge. And I was told, well, I could tell you more, but I don't want to know more. I want to follow after this. Let me read it again. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Isn't that a good warning? And being warned of God, what should we do? Move with fear.
Hallelujah.
We should heed the warning. Hallelujah. We shouldn't do like old Lot. God still got him out though. But he did linger. Praise the Lord. Angels put their hands on him and pulled him out of there. The wife and the daughters. The wife did look back. But what did they do? Amen. They heeded this warning. Yeah. Because they were told not to look back. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 So if they had to look back, the same thing would have happened unto them. So beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Be ye steadfast.
Hallelujah.
Unmovable. Always. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and y'all tell me the warning's not in the book. It's, I'm not preaching it right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there is a way we should present ourselves before God. Y'all know that? Yeah, we shouldn't just sashay up into God's presence anyway. We should just come in this house anyway. We're sons of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We represent someone.
Glory, God.
We represent the great King.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Glory, glory,
glory.
We're his witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
We're his peculiar treasure.
Glory.
We're his purchased possession.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, one jewel that I heard today was, no, not going to make you serve God, but you have the opportunity. That's where we are today. We have the opportunity to serve God, to give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ought to be faithful witnesses and faithful stewards and faithful servants. To be grateful, to give thanks. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can take it or leave it, but we do have the opportunity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, that's a good prayer. Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
We know that he'll do that.
Yes.
The Lord will have his way.
Yes, he will.
Is that all right?
God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory,
glory. Glory,
glory.
Well, you may know this, but I'll tell you anyway. You know, if you set out to do something for God, there's going to be opposition.
Oh, yes.
If there's not opposition, then you're on the wrong side.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
If you do it for God, then it's against the other kingdom.
Right.
You know, the one that's coming down.
Right.
And he'll raise his nasty head. You know that, don't you?
Coming down.
Huh? So a lot of times what happened when You know, when God's people consecrate themselves to fast and to pray, well, guess what? The hoary head rises up. Don't be surprised. Hallelujah. You see it in the preaching sometimes. I see it right now. You see. Huh? You think I was saying something perverse by some of these looks that I'm getting. Huh? Well, I'm not backing down. And I'm not scared either. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I endeavor to do what God would have me to do. And you're a fool if that's not what you think that I'm doing. To stay here. Because you're not going to run me off. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, there's a way we should present ourselves before God.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's not willing. Oh, Jesus is coming, but we don't want to have any joy in God's house.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? We don't want to give God praise that costs us too much.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Of course, there are some that want to serve God, but we aren't in one accord. And everybody know that we should come in here in one accord. We one body, one. Yes, that. So, there's something definitely wrong here because that's not how we all come. As much as I say it, you know, why are you all here if you don't want to worship God? You don't want to give Him glory. We're not doing it the right. We can't come to a consensus on everybody doing it the right way. For instance, can we all clap our hands? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have 100%. Now, to some people that may, well, that's nothing. Yeah, that's just the devil. Huh? Clap your hands. What opposition do you have to that? Huh? Are you guys in the right place? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Let me make an honest confession. I said, God, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get up and I'm going to sit down and look dumb. But God won't let me do it. You know, I do it to mock y'all, but He won't let me do it. I said, God, that's what I want to do. I want to go in there and sit down and see. But God won't let me do that. But evidently, He let some of y'all do it. Oh, that's not so good, though. Oh, that's not so good. Oh, I don't know what you come to do. Hallelujah. I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, we aren't going to, you know, praise God too much. We aren't going to worship God too much. I mean, that's what God called us to do. If anybody is to give God glory, it's God's people. The ones that He have redeemed. The ones that He called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. I do want to say that I'm thankful that God won't let me do it. But I did confess that I wanted to do it. Hallelujah. I said, man, God, if they go in there and sit down and look like fools, why can't I do it? Well, it's not right.
No,
it ain't right for us coming in, huh? Mind and heart be elsewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not right only to clap your hands when Brother Stair say it. But some, that's still how some do it. Y'all don't mind me telling the truth, do you? Hallelujah. Huh? Some go to sleep when I stand up. You know that, don't you? That, I'll just tell you the truth. Well, why are you saying it? Because I think it's against the cause. It's against the ministry. It's against the Christ that we serve.
Amen.
You know? Well, we are debtors. Yeah. We were servants of sin. Now we're servants of Christ. Servants to righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. If I was auditioning for a job, it wouldn't be this one. I can tell you that. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, but I want to tell you, it's a great salvation. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. I want to say, can't nobody do me like Jesus? He's my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 All right, praise Jesus. Yeah, we're headed for the kingdom, saints. Huh? Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Yes.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord.
Amen.
My goodness extendeth not to thee,
yes,
but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer. Beware now, lest you be led away.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
By the error of the wicked.
Yes.
And fall from your own steadfastness.
Yes.
Don't you mind that they smell good and they fix their hair. You better judge that spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. This is for your edification, for your benefit. Yes. I endeavor to do it.
Oh God.
Don't be deceived by the gracious words. They don't tell them to me, but they tell them to you. You know why, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Beware.
Beware.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, some are like the bunch in Ezekiel 33. Y'all know what they said, right? I could find it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray ye. Let's go to the tabernacle. Brother Stair is going to be preaching one of the old messages, and let's go hear what the word of the Lord is. You know, Pastor Rice might get up and encourage the saints after the prophet. You know, some say, the Lord strengthen you, Brother Rice, as you preach after the prophet and encourage the saints. Some say that. Others say, I'm going to mock him again. Hallelujah. They're going to say, what is the word of the Lord? And they come as thy people come, and they sit before thee as my people. They hear thy words, but they will not do them.
Thank you, God.
With their mouth they show much love. Oh, I love you, Pastor. Well, I'm still counting on it. But their heart goeth after covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a lovely song.
Oh, God.
In fact, we've heard this preaching so much, we learn to sleep under it. Oh, yeah, it's our song to put us to bed. We've heard, this coming of the Lord and the tribulation and the trial of our faith so much. It just puts us to sleep. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, and when this cometh to pass, Lord will come, then shall they know that a prophet have been among them. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is my portion. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
Amen.
And of my cup thou maintainest my lot.
Hallelujah.
The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage.
Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
Who has given me counsel.
Hallelujah.
My reins also instruct me in the night season.
My Lord.
I've set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand.
Oh, yes, he is.
I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
Therefore my heart is glad.
Glory.
And my glory rejoices.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
Yes, Lord.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell.
No, no.
Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
Hallelujah.
In him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. In his presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Well, where is his presence? Yeah. Well, he's omnipresent.
Amen.
He's everywhere.
Glory.
Huh? And we that are here are able to enter into his presence.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How about that?
Glory,
glory. Come on, enter in there, Brother Gino. Reach out and touch the Lord. Let's receive some virtue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
You'll find not too busy to hear your cry. In passing by this moment, your need to supply.
Yes.
So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply.
Yes, Lord.
So reach out and touch the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As he goes by.
Hallelujah.
I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, whereby we have access into this grace wherein we do stand. Hallelujah. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice in hope and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, God's people like to debate. Huh? Praise the Lord. You know how we do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach, but I'm not going to debate. Because debate would go like, well, I don't know if we should go in there and do all of that. How do you know that? Because I'm here watching y'all. It ain't like I don't know what I'm talking about. Debate goes, yeah, I don't think we have to act a fool like that. You know, God knows the heart. Debate might go something like that. Hallelujah. We love to do that, don't we? Hallelujah. Yo, why don't Pastor Rice tell us something? Act like you're saved then. Huh? Is that a good word for y'all? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now we the sons of God. How about that? Hallelujah. Hey, your names are written down in heaven. How about that? Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, for who God is and what he's done for us, these things would be spontaneous. Somebody should have to say, y'all sit down and, you know, let me preach. Or, that's how it should be. God is a great God. Hallelujah. None like him. Who is a God like unto thee? Who pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Hallelujah. Yeah, he will not retain his anger forever. He retaineth not his anger forever. He delights in mercy. He will have compassion. He will turn again. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put a new song in my heart. Even praise to our God. Y'all have a praise for God today? You have a song for God? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Do you have a testimony for Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Has the Lord ever done anything for you? Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, all right. Bless your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, power.
In the precious blood.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, you may be seated. I'm going to read the rest of this Isaiah.
Hallelujah.
Well, 58, it says, thank you, Father.
Glory.
Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free.
Amen.
That ye break every yoke.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? It is the anointing.
Hallelujah.
That destroy the yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. That thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh.
Glory.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. And the glory,
glory
of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say,
Amen.
Here am I.
Hallelujah.
If thou take away
glory
from the midst of thee the yoke,
glory,
the putting forth of the finger,
Jesus,
and speaking vanity.
Hallelujah.
And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul,
hallelujah,
then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday.
Glory.
I rejoice not against me, O my enemy.
Hallelujah.
When I fall,
right,
the Lord will be a light around me.
Hallelujah.
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 And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought.
Yes.
And make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden.
Hallelujah.
Like a spring of water.
Glory.
Whose waters fail not.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day,
Amen,
and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord,
Amen,
honorable,
yes,
and shall honor him,
right,
not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure,
no,
nor speaking thine own words.
Amen.
Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth.
Hallelujah.
And feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Oh, God said it. I believe it.
I believe
that sells it. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Has it come unto you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been told about the coming great day. We've been told about trouble,
yeah,
tribulation and persecution. We've been told about scoffers and mockers, huh? Gainsayers.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, what are they, Pastor Rice? They are spirits. That's what they are. You know, the last day Antichrist shall come. Even now.
Hallelujah.
Are there many Antichrist? That's how we know it is the last time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how we know it is the last time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Well, God is still God.
Yes.
He always will be God.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. Let us that have the grace to go ahead and give him glory. You know, ones that have the grace to do it. And to acknowledge him as God. Because there was a bunch when they knew him as God, they glorified him not as God. But they became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Praise the Lord. So walk in the light while you have the light.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Beware lest you be led away by the error of the wicked. Fall from your own steadfastness. But be ye steadfast.
Hallelujah.
Unmovable.
Unmovable.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's not a game that we're in.
No.
If the enemy's got you believing that you're playing patty cake, you're in a bad place. This is for your life, for your soul. God would keep you, but you would have to yield to him. You'd have to follow the good shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need a good shepherd. Hallelujah. We need him to turn us again.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. All right, maybe we'll finish with that one. Do you love the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Do you love your neighbor?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock,
Amen.
Thou that dwellest between the cherubims,
Amen.
Shine forth.
Hallelujah.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God. Cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Amen. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. That he did. He brought the vine, his people, out of Egypt.
Yes.
They drove out the heathen, and they were planted there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thou preparest room before it and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea and her branches unto the river.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee,
yes,
O God of hosts.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Look down from heaven,
yes, Lord.
And behold,
hallelujah.
And visit this vine.
Hallelujah.
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 And the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man,
Hallelujah.
Whom thou madest strong for thyself. So we will not go back from thee. Quicken us.
Yes, Lord.
And we will call upon thy name.
Yes, Lord.
Turn us again.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord God of hosts.
Yes.
Cause thy face to shine.
Hallelujah.
And we shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're in a time of turning.
Yes, Lord.
Repentance. Seeking a place is a good place. You find it is sweet. Thank you, Lord. Get your debt paid. Get your burdens loosed. Shake off your shackles. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
All right. The trial of our faith is precious. More precious than gold that perish.
Hallelujah.
Though it be tried with fire. And shall abound unto praise and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is the resurrection. And if there be no resurrection, then we're not saved. Our singing is vain. Our preaching is vain. All of our rejoicing and worship is vain.
Hallelujah.
But I would tell you today that the day of the Lord will come.
Hallelujah.
And he that shall come will come and will not tarry.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Glory, glory. Like Abraham, I am fully persuaded that he is able to do whatsoever he had promised. Hallelujah. Not almost persuaded. Fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, let us stand, saints. God bless you richly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need someone to pray for us.
Hallelujah.
Brother Spencer, can you pray for us?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the great things that you have done, the great things that you are doing. And we know that you will finish the work, Lord God. And yes, I thought you were coming in 94, Lord God, but you didn't. But you are here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're always here. You say that you'll never leave nor forsake us. Do I know the date? No. But I believe I'll wait till my change comes.
Glory, glory.
I believe it's coming because I believe that he's coming. And he will be our change. Oh, yes, he's going to make the high places low. The low places he's going to bring up. The quicker paths he's going to make straight. I thank you, Lord God. You've done great things, Lord God. Well, we are glad. And I just thank you today, Lord God, for this place, this people, Lord God, and this time, and it don't matter what it feel like.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter what it look like. We heard today that it's like whatever it is because the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we know, Lord, that your word will never fail.
Hallelujah.
Your love has never failed. You have never failed.
Hallelujah.
You never dropped a fumble, the ball, Lord God. So we just patiently wait, Lord God, for your coming. Those of you who are out there and you're alone and you're not alone. Never alone.
Amen.
God is with you.
Hallelujah.
Whithersoever you go. And hitherto he has helped you. He has helped us. So be of good courage. Hallelujah. Strengthen your heart. Oh, yes, for he that shall come and will not tarry. He said that. He said that. I believe the things that we go through, Lord God, I believe that you are taking us through, Lord God, so that we'll be ready for your coming. In that I say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for every affliction, every trial, every temptation, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, for we know, ye know, that all things work together for the good to those who are the called according to his purpose, Lord God. And we do thank you today, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you for the word from the prophet, the word from the pastor, Lord God. And and rejoicing that is in most of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
You know, well, you bought me.
Yes, Lord.
You brought me from a mighty long way, Lord God. I'm real thankful, Lord God. And I do remember, Lord God, where you bought me from. Brother Stair said that some of us just wasn't saved right.
Amen.
I believe that you came to me, Lord God. I knew where I was, and I know where I am now, Lord God. And you promised to finish the work.
Yes.
And cut it short in righteousness. I believe that, Lord God. And we all who are called of the Lord, chosen, and been set free, we ought to believe that. We ought to believe that. And there's a God in heaven, and he does whatsoever he pleases.
Yes.
I believe that he's pleased to give us the kingdom.
Amen.
I believe that he's pleased.
Hallelujah.
To have a people. Amen. That will worship him.
Thank
and
you.
Thank him and rejoice before him. Yes, for the great things that he has done. We're patiently waiting, Lord God. And I believe that is right for us to rejoice before you, to patiently wait and to enter into this love, have that love for God, have that love for one another. Oh, yes, and because you are here, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Love never fails.
Hallelujah.
So we do thank you. I do thank you, Lord God, for being in such a place as this,
yes,
at a time as this,
yes,
Lord God. It is a refuge for God's people. It is a refuge.
Amen.
To be in Christ.
Yes.
To be in Christ is that refuge.
Yes.
And Christ says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. So we've done that, Lord God, but still there's more to do. We have to enter fully into this love.
Hallelujah.
Fully into this love for God and have that love one to another. I believe that we're able. I believe that he has made us able for the example that he put before us, for the things that he have done. Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave, and we have that to give. God gave it to us, and we have it to give. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your unspeakable gift, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you for him, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
How we come, how we approach you, Lord God, how sinful, wretched man,
yes,
can come,
Lord,
to the very throne room of God. Amazing, amazing,
hallelujah,
amazing.
Hallelujah.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, thank you, Brother Spencer. God bless you, precious saints. Maranatha, the day of the Lord will come. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.